I'm presuming that it's okay now for comments from the public who do not have a subject in connection with tonight's published agenda. If that's not true, I will sit down.
That is correct, sir. That is correct.
My name is Robert Zay. I'm a resident of the Clinton Township, have been a resident here for close to 35 years. I'll add that as an indication of my respect for the quality of the education that was and is still available in this township, that my wife and I have proudly seen our two daughters come through the school system from Spruce Run School over to Round Valley School and then on to North. One graduated cum laude at Princeton and is now a doctor. The other graduated cum laude at Oberlin College, is a professional musician in New York City, and plays full-time for the American Ballet Theater at Lincoln Center. I have had nothing but a great admiration and a positive memory associated with the experiences that both the children and that I myself as one of their parents have had with this school and those years of our past. What brings me tonight is an old item of business that I'm prepared to leave copies about that make it fairly self-explanatory. So my 3 minutes will be delegated, or what's left of the 3 minutes. Just quickly, about September of last year, 2011, I had the pleasure of meeting Superintendent Carroll as he came through the Deer Meadow development just across the street here from Round Valley, or excuse me, from the middle school across from Gray Rock. The purpose was, with the business administrator and a consulting engineer, to scope out the extent of erosion that had occurred and reportedly was due to the runoff of water from the pile of earth mounded on the track that the school board owns across the street here. And as I realize, that there are some here who think that tonight's budget was put together as kind of a, not a sham, that hasn't been the word used, but as a kind of a make-believe budget, I believe that was the term. I don't think there was anything make-believe about Mr. Carroll and the business manager's interest in seeing what, if any, monies might be allocatable to address an issue that they might have some conscience or some legal interest in serving. So 4 years ago, on March 11th, I came before this board. That was the last time. I brought with me a copy of my memorandum to the board that I read that night. I won't read it tonight. But in a nutshell, I'm still experiencing an amazingly destructive amount of soil erosion on my property on 5 Woods Edge Court. Most of that water is coming from the soil that is now above the original grade on the property owned by the board. True, with time, the vegetation and the roots thereof and the change in the vegetation will be such that the water level will be moderated or mediated by the ability of that soil to hold a greater volume of water than it has up until now.
Sir,
but up until
I'm
now,
sorry,
that volume has cost me a great deal of concern and agony. This time last year, actually the first week in May, I got 3 bids from 3 county contractors. The average cost of remediation was $5,200. I am here kind of as a last desperate stand before you to say I would like some help. I would like you to please look at correspondence in the past, if it still exists, and to seriously consider addressing and revisiting, if necessary, my property. This front yard soil is in the street. I dig it back into the front yard 3 times a year. I don't like doing that.
Thank you. Thank you.